Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fauria with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
Fauria and I are still marveling over how the NBA combine allows you to take a couple of steps for your vert, but in the NFL, it's all explosion.
I just imagine, because I mentioned it again because I just saw the video and seeing Bronny, you know, with a running jump for his vertical.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what the numbers would be if you allowed all the NFL football players to have a running start. Like, even for their broad jump. Like,
yep.
Just treat it like a long jump, what that would look like. They jump out of the gym.
It's crazy because you hear about all those over the years, and I'm sure you heard the same thing. They're trying to measure your explosion, right? Like, the whole, when you do the broad jump, when you do the vert, you know, it's how can you explode to be able to get all of that? Because God almighty, how many football coaches you run across? They just explode into them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say, like, I'm just looking at these drills, the NBA drills at their NBA combine.
You think you could be the 30th pick in the first round?
No.
Oh, I thought that's okay.
No,
all right.
Not the first overall pick.
No. Listen, I tried to lower the bar to give him something.
No, low, can't do it.
Right?
But you tell me.
Could you be pick 39 in that draft?
What do they need me to do? Am I a specialist? Am I a jump? Off the bench?
You're Al Horford.
Draymond Green?
Well, no, you're not Al Horford.
I can be Draymond Green.
No, you need to set screens and picks, get rebounds.
Miss all my three-pointers?
But make all your free throws.
Easy.
See, that you shouldn't easy. Chuck threes. You easy. Should be like Luke Kornet.
Easy.
That's who you should be. Luke, just better looking Luke Kornet.
It's funny. You see there Luke gets the ball outside the three-point line. It's just no desire whatsoever. If he's not inside the paint in that restricted area, he's not shooting, period.
You know he's changed his game. He used to be a chucker.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He was a couple years ago, he was one of those kind of 3-and-D guys or one of those bigs who would stretch out to shoot some threes. And when he came here, they were like, we got plenty of those people.
I was going to say, dude,
get your ass inside.
You would literally not on the list of guys we my daughter, when she first got into college, the rule was, like, you had to make a certain amount of three-pointers during practice, right? During, like, this three-point test.
Right.
Right? If you hit 60% in practice, I think it was higher, then you got the green light to shoot in college during the game. At first, she couldn't reach it, and then she got it on a regular basis, and so she got the green light to shoot whenever she wanted to.
When Kornet was still with the Knicks, when Kornet was with the Knicks, apparently is when he would be chucking some
threes.
He's
taking four threes a game on six shots a game.
I mean,
what?
Yeah.
Wait, three pointers?
Yeah.
Yep, he was hitting 35%, then 36%.
Oh, that's not bad.
He's come here. He's changed.
That was also 8 years ago.
But you know what, though? But under the whole banner of Celtic sacrifice, and again, I understand.
So he's one of those guys?
Well, why not?
I'm a pretty good shooter.
No, it's not that. He willingly changed his game. How many people, Christian, in life sign up to be an NBA player, have the ability to shoot threes, get traded to a team, and that team says, nah, you're not chucking threes. You're going to set picks, rebound, and you're going to play inside. You're going to play in the paint. Yeah, I know you've been an outside guy, but you're going to play in the paint. You okay with that? That is sacrifice for an NBA player. They're signing up to willingly go into the land of the trees, which admittedly Luke Kornet is, but he looked last night. Great job. And now, him and Tatum have good feel on that little alley-oop deal.
No, yeah, and it is funny because it reminds me of Rob Williams to an extent, the role that Rob Williams had with the Celtics, and when he was in the game, you really felt like that was a real option, that pick and roll, that alley-oop that they throw out there every now and then. I would see, like, that's a guy, if I'm going to give minutes, if I need to really give Al a break, I feel comfortable putting Kornet in there for a longer period of time.
Oh, no, I think Kornet can. I think they don't want to gas him too much, number one, with Porzingis out. But they also tried some others on the bench, and, you know, that didn't necessarily work out great. So I think there was a little bit of experimenting early on in this series of could we find a way to get another big out there, and it kind of didn't really work. You know, Donovan Mitchell ended up exposing that a little bit. But really, it's the, you know, Peyton Pritchard was one of the more important guys off the bench last night. Also sitting right beside the bench, or one of them, or across from them, I don't exactly know, was LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Okay. Now, here's what's interesting about LeBron, right? We know he's from the land. He is the greatest import Ohio has ever produced, right? And waited until the first time out. Then waltzed in with his wife, who was dressed like she was about to go shopping on Madison Avenue with the big poofy hat.
And didn't look happy to be there, by the way.
Did not look real happy to be there. And LeBron had not only a cup of coffee, but he straight up had a bottle of wine underneath his chair and a water. So apparently the old my wife would. Jeez. My wife would drink it anywhere. So there's at least one example of someone who'd be like, oh, eggs in the morning, 6 a.m.? Sure, I'll have some Chardonnay with that as well. Weird. And she's at the dentist now, so she'd love to be able to have the Chardonnay. But anyway, what do you make of LeBron being there? Apparently Rich Paul called the Lakers to say, hey, going to be sitting front row.
Don't read into it.
Right.
Which is always a sign.
When someone tells you don't read into it, you read everything into it.
Like, right
absolutely.
Away. Why are they telling me not to read into it? They must feel like I'm going to react differently than I should. Yeah. So they tell me not to read it because you know they have a reason. He's up to something.
It's all connected
to his son. All right. So his son has, I think, till like, I think it's May 28th. To kind of get back into college?
Given what he did at the Combine, if he shows out well, there's a chance he'll get drafted. Maybe not first-round drafted, but in a top 60, somebody takes a flyer on him.
Absolutely. He'll end up playing in somebody's G League. He's not going to actually make the roster. I would say whoever drafts him, This is a fishing expedition. Oh. This is all it is. I'm gonna put my son out there. That's the chum. That's the bait. I'm gonna see who kind of is interested. You know, who kind of lies to me about my son's ability to play in the league.
Yeah,
that's the team that I'm gonna play with. And now it's probably Cleveland or the Lakers. That's it. And I will say this to you. I feel sorry for Bronny James. He's gonna get picked on. He's gonna get pushed around. He's gonna made an example of. Imagine all the other players. I guess doing it the right way, I guess, doesn't exist. But you know, who doesn't have a father who is literally pushing him to the front of the line
by using his talent, not his kid's talent.
If you're in the draft, how are you seeking out Bronny James to make an example of? I want to guard him. I want him to guard me. I can't wait to dunk on him. I can't wait to play defense on him. He's going to get picked on. Now, I'm sure he's probably been picked on his whole life because his name is James, right? Even when he was in high school. Okay, but I would say it's different in high school where the talent pool is pretty level to him, or if he's not the best, he's one of the best in high school.
Uh-huh. No, I totally agree with that.
Okay, now you're in the college, not quite the same.
Now it's a little different.
They're not even playing you. You're not starting.
And he had a weird year because of the heart issue and stuff like that. He probably should have gone back to school for one more year, but I think for Bronny, the goal is to just make it to the NBA. I don't think he needs to be great. And again, you know, you also grew up privileged. I mean, his dad's worth, what, $1 billion or something like that? You know what I mean? There's lots of avenues and ways for him to be able to make money. This is really going to come down to how much is LeBron pushing this with Bronny and how much does Bronny James really want it? And because the team, to spend a second-round pick on Bronny James, those are free. You're not locking into anybody. That's why I wonder at the bottom of the first round, does a team just draft him knowing that it's not going to cost you a lot, but it's going to open the door to LeBron?
Even if it's for just 1 year. Can you imagine the city, the team, the GM that drafts Bronny James?
Mm-hmm.
The amount of criticism and heat that that GM and that team is going to get. You drafted who? What?
It all depends.
Why?
I don't think it's you. Know, look at
unless his father is going to play with you, that team is going to get dragged, and they should, and they're going to suck.
Well, but here's the thing, though. If you look at outside of the lottery and even inside the lottery, what do you normally have, 10 players worth a damn every year in the draft? Like, that's where the NBA and the NFL is so different, whereas in the NFL, there are so many positions to fill. There's so many teams, obviously, and I know it's 32 versus 30. Your needs are all very different, so you're plucking guys that are worthy of being first-round talents. In the NBA, it is, this guy could be something. Let me draft him 12th overall. And then, you know, like you said, G League, or you stash him overseas, or, you know, they have a year where they just go play wherever, and then they come over and sit on your bench for a couple of years. We see wasted, crappy-ass first-round draft picks in the NBA all the time. I can sell to my fan base, hey, listen, you know, I could take, Victor Pop Your Balls Off or whatever from Latvia, or I can take Bronny James and maybe have a chance of getting his dad. And if it doesn't work, it's not like I've missed on someone with the 25th pick in the draft.
Okay, that's all fine. I'm all about that, like that philosophy, that angle, as long as the dad comes along. Listen, doesn't Giannis's brother on the
Thanis?
Yeah,
Thanis Antetokounmpo.
I mean, he's the highest
Anasis,
paid.
Thank you. Whatever.
He's the highest paid player cheerleader in the league.
You know what he is?
And the only reason why he is on that team because mm-hmm. his brother signed a new contract and made sure his brother was on the team.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You know what it is? For some superstars, that is the tax that goes with it. Like when I'm a big wrestling nerd, whatever, but like when Hulk Hogan joined WCW and went down there to try to take on WWF, they hired a bunch of Hogan's friends and they said, well, it's the Hogan tax. If you want the big guy in the house, he brings some friends with him. This is almost like the reverse of it in a way. You want to get LeBron, well, you're going to pay the tax. And if the tax is, draft my kid 28th and maybe I give you a year. You don't think there aren't a ton of fan bases or general managers that would sign up for that? Hey, I'll have the sunken cost of the 3 or 4 year contract on the back end of the first round for Bronny. If I squeeze out 2 years of LeBron, are you kidding me?
Well,
that changes the financial structure of your organization in the short term.
I do feel like it's Giannis is the closest comp that I can think of where the situation could be similar. But I do feel like the father and a son, hey, sign me and bring my no experience. I would say if he was the best player in the state of California.
Uh-huh.
The best basketball, the best high school senior in the state of California, I say, okay, let's discuss it. He wasn't. If he was, if he's one of these, best, if he's the number one player coming out of a high school, like the kid that's up in Maine in New Hampshire, the guy that's, I forgot what his name was.
Flag.
If he's that guy, he'll play 1 year at, I think he's going to UNC, right, Nick? Is he going to North Carolina? It's either North Carolina.
Wherever
Duke.
It is. Where is he? Wichita or something like that or whatever? I don't know. He's up in Maine,
if he's
right?
That guy, you're like, wow, okay. Pick him early, stash him away, let him we'll develop him. Because sometimes if you're playing 1 year in college basketball,
mm-hmm.
just 1 year, Okay. How much better are you prepared are you going to be from a guy that plays 1 year in a developmental league that's playing in a G League, playing during the summer, playing overseas, constantly getting reps? You'll be just as prepared as some kid who played in college. Maybe even more so if you have the true upside that they think you do. But if you're just – if this is just a nepotism move and this is just I want to make sure I play with my son, all right, fine. Make sure LeBron James comes along with
it. If LeBron thought he could get this done in L.A., he would do it. Clearly, this is the whole I will use my talent to get my kid drafted. What in the world is going on Twitch right
Jacob,
now?
Jacob, if you're on Twitch right now,
Jacob,
you're
if you're
out
on
control,
Twitch, you are typing seeing, things on there.
Seeing everything that you are doing. See it. And here we go.
All right.
Okay, where's all right. Anywho.
We're getting schedule leaks. Full blown NFL schedule tomorrow. Not only are we getting schedule leaks, we know the first time that Tom Brady will prove me unequivocally correct.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Crash and Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
How about this nice text? Gresh, I joined Awaken 5 weeks later, 35 pounds down. My motivation was hearing you talk about it, but when Fat Shime did it, I had to follow. That is hurtful.
Skinny Shime.
He's getting there.
Skinny Shime. He didn't eat any donuts either.
Well, you know what it is.
He didn't eat any.
I am considering that the Greg Hill Show might be the worldwide leader in wiener talk in the morning. Just from studying and listening. I don't know if it's true or not, but nevertheless, there's a big lead there with Shime that they're missing that I might have to go in and kind of watch.
Should call in at like around 6:20 in the morning.
No. I can educate.
6:25.
I can educate you on it just very quickly.
Sure,
but if
I'd love to hear
but
it.
I don't want to like stooge it off right now, right?
All right. Well, you can hold it for later.
Hold on. You have your phone, right?
I do. Because are you sending me secret messages? Uh-oh.
I want just the Shime's mini wiener.
Look at the text I just sent you.
Oh, really?
Now,
I've heard that before.
That
you
is,
can say that.
It's no. I can. I don't want to do it now because I want to be the one to bring it up to them because they're all missing the boat on that.
Oh, very important. I have noticed a little bit. The confidence comes from losing weight and other things.
But there is. If you are someone who can read a little bit or might be able to do some research or whatever. I think there are various ways that you can be able to Google and look into how your body changes when you lose weight. And how
I don't think I'm going to eat anymore.
And how, seriously.
I'm starve myself.
Yeah, but if you went down to 200, I mean, come on, be a tripod.
If I was 200 pounds, I would look like a cancer patient.
I could see that.
Just way too skinny.
No, you would be...
way at my head. Like, remember Al Roker when he lost all that weight, his head? Or Nate Newton.
Oh,
when
my God.
When he lost, his head was ginormous.
Now...
the biggest head in the world.
That one was
and
definitely...
I never realized it because you were so fat.
I'll tell you, you don't realize all of it until you... And I just sent the same text to Chicken Nick and Billy so they knew. But I'm going to have to go in on the Greg Hill show and
okay.
mention
you should do that tomorrow. Definitely do that. Yeah. Just make sure you're out of there at, you know,
9:54. Make sure I'm out of time. Make sure I'm out on time.
Yes, because they have a tendency of hijacking guests so they can stay on longer.
Yeah.
And Wiggy's the worst at it.
Very much so.
Or should I say best at it.
Well, but he loves it, too, at the same time. Because he knows it bothers you. You've tipped him off.
No.
You're not giving him enough locker. You've now given him kind of the locker room freedom in a way for him to be able to sort of give you the business. And if it reads 9:56, he's giggling because he knows that you're about to.
No. I've been through this before them so many times. So I say my little speech once, and that's it.
Now,
and if they feel shamed,
then
you know,
it's up to them. Right. That's it. You can't control how other people feel.
Can't do it.
You can control how you try to make other people feel.
Just usually in good. I'm like, I want people to feel good about
themselves. Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, you know.
You and Coco.
Anyway. Yeah.
No anxiety.
Nope.
Make it feel good. All
nope.
that stuff.
Nope.
Coco saved me today by being able to use the plug for her USB-C laptop deal. So I forgot mine today. I left it plugged in a wall. I get here. I'm like, oh, I got the cord. I don't have the plug. And I ran around for 20 minutes trying to
Coco
find something.
Would be the one, if you were like stranded at the airport and just stranded anywhere, and you called, and you had to call one person, like she would be the one person who would probably answer right away and hop in the car and be there first. If you
probably
called everybody, so. Said, hey, listen, hey, you called everybody, right, at the same time if you were able to do that. She would show up first.
Greg
not
would
saying
be
that
like,
you wouldn't go, but she
Greg
would, still
would be
show
like,
first.
Oh, I can't get a driver, you know?
Yeah. he'll roll over to the person he's with in the bed.
There
and be
you
like,
go.
Hey, do you have a car here?
So we are learning some of the scheduled games that are coming out. We're going to learn the full NFL slate tomorrow. So at some point tomorrow, big schedule breakdown. Where can we find four wins? That'll be the exercise tomorrow for
you. Well, no, it's being released tomorrow night, so we won't be able to do it till Thursday.
Oh, you know some of it'll come out.
Well, it's already coming out.
Well,
it's
some
like,
of
it's
it
like,
is.
It's like all the suspense has been lost.
And I know there were those who were like, why do you give Tom Brady $20 million a year? Well, the advertising community. So, of course, folks, going on, it's and granted, this is a little bit of media industry stuff. For those who don't know, the upfronts are when places like Fox will roll out the upcoming schedule for the fall, and they'll, you know, bring someone like Tom Brady along, and it'll be, hey, Coke and Pepsi and Pizza Hut and all the big sponsors, whomever. Come on in. Come on to our little suite back here that we have at these upfronts. And by the way, here's Tom Brady.
Look at him. He just happened to be walking through.
Right. So you're wondering how you're getting your money. It started with what you are about to hear, because also at those Fox upfronts were Michael Strahan. And Strahan came on stage to tell everybody when Tom Brady would start working for Fox.
I know you've been waiting to call your first game.
Yeah.
And I got a little something for you, man. I got some big news. It's huge news, because I have a little something that you don't even know. The NFL schedule isn't out yet, but I know a little something about your first game.
Are you going to tell me?
Maybe I will. You want to know?
I want to know.
You want to know?
Damn right I want to know.
All right, drum roll, please. For the first time in 5 years, the NFL on Fox opens with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be your first game. And also, another thing, week one is back to being an exclusive doubleheader window for Fox. So how do you like that news? You get to the Cowboys first week.
Amazing. Obviously, having the Cowboys on is a huge draw. As America's team, that's going to get a little hard for me to say that all the time. I understand they were the competition for a long time. But in this new role, I know the Cowboys, how important they are to this network. They got great storylines. Come on, Dak Prescott. Let's see if he can finally come through. One of the great defensive players. Did that just slip out? Micah Parsons, what a great player he is, and Coach McCarthy. So I love covering them. I've been obviously going against them for a long time, and now I get to tell everyone how great they are.
Oh, I already like what you're doing, man. I already like it.
There's your thoughts. You did not think we would get to this point with Brady.
I actually thought he would bail on this.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna. I feel like we talked about it at some point.
We
time.
Did.
I felt like he was gonna bail on it.
Brady wants the dough.
And then Fox was. Well, I thought he would still get the dough because Fox wants, like, not ownership of him, but wants to be able to bring him to this type of event.
Oh yeah,
and be like, send him out on golf outings, and he's almost like a recruiter for Fox. So he doesn't necessarily have to work, right, every Sunday. He works, but he's really, like, just playing around, right? He's playing golf. He's having conversations.
I don't think so. I think Tom Brady is investing his time into this so that he doesn't suck and he doesn't get punted. Like, we got to remember, Brady is of the rarest of rare guys who get to walk in the door at the number one analyst level. Like, there's no way. It's not like they Greg Olson'd him. Hey, you could work your way up.
Yeah.
No. You're the number one guy, and if you're not great, there's only one way to start going, and that's tumbling down. So the pressure's on Brady to go in there and perform.
Yeah, and it is funny. Like, even though he's not even playing in the league, a lot of people, a lot of Patriots fans, I know we're going to give away some tickets, are going to be interested in his games.
Oh, no doubt.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Caller 9 to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Pair of tickets, see the Sox take on the Rays Thursday night. Caller 9, say hi to Billy Laney on the contest line at 617-931-0937. Sox race Thursday night. You can get a pair. Good luck. One more pair to give away at 1:30 today here with Gretchen Fourier.
So just back to that real quickly.
Go ahead.
I am curious to see how he does. Right, and I think you were on record. I think you teased this, that you think he's going to be great at it.
I even, there was a thing in the whole Barrett Sports Media deal where they were doing an analyst draft, and I took Tom Brady third overall, never having called a game.
Who was first?
What am I going to put? I think it was, I don't remember now. Was it Romo? Maybe Olson was in there or something like that. I don't know. I didn't look.
So
I only
Brady,
cared about
third
me.
Overall, never.
It was in your email. You could have checked it out about 2.5 weeks ago.
Which email?
Well, there we go. Okay. Now I'm lost. The one that was kicking everything back last week.
That's the problem. Yeah, I am. I do think it is going to be interesting because it's just like for him to jump into that. You know, he's probably prepping. He's probably doing. He's probably got a whole setup where he calls a game, because the first time he calls a game is not going to be, that 450 game with the Cowboys. It will not be his first game. They will bring him in studio. They will bring up old games. They will have him do it live. They will have practice games. Like, he's going to be prepped and ready to go.
One of the guys from Chicago, because the way that Jason Barrett did this whole draft thing, it's like a media industry thing.
Was
y'all.
I supposed to answer that email?
No.
Okay.
But they had like somebody from Chicago number one, somebody from DC number two. Like, I represented New England number three. They did it as the picks in the draft. And it went Greg Olson, Charles Davis.
I like Charles Davis.
And then I picked Tom Brady ahead of Lewis Riddick, Ryan Clark, Tiki Barber, Jason McCourty.
Was Gus Johnson in there? Was he screaming?
No,
yelling?
These are the analysts.
Just pros?
No, these are the analyst types. And you had to dig way deep. I wasn't picking Mina Kimes, I could tell you that. And I also wasn't picking Troy Aikman either. I'm about sick of Troy Aikman, crying out loud. Like, I'm done with
really?
Him.
Really? Why are you done with Troy Aikman?
There's nothing there. There's nothing there anymore.
It's too dry for you?
Well, it's just give me a little something that, like, point something out that I maybe don't see myself. I know for a lot of the color analysts at that
level.
Is he
Phil Sims now?
Boy, he's bordering on it.
Really?
Bordering on it, in my opinion, yeah.
Well, because Phil Sims got to a point where it was like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, Phil Sims would always be the one who would never tell you anything in the pregame, right? Or he would never tell you anything in the open of the show. And then in the fourth quarter would be the one to say, well, Greg, you know, when we sat with Belichick, he told us about trying to run the ball today. And boy, they've done a good job of that. Well, how about saying that in the first quarter, Phil?
He was protecting Bill. He wanted to make sure Bill would sit down with him.
Man, oh, man. I was going to say, why don't we move on to another quarterback?
Ahead. Go ahead.
Would you give Jared Goff $212 million on a four-year deal?
Fully guaranteed?
No. I think I saw, and I'm going to look this up, I saw 170 But I think even within the guarantees, there was a little bit of fugaziness. That it was a little, it's either an injury guarantee or there are different kinds of guarantees that can be thrown in. Here we go. I was looking at all the stuff for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know. They don't have the breakdown, but it did say 212, 170 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
But as we've learned, even the guaranteed money can be kind of guaranteed.
I was looking at the so that whole trade, the Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade.
Oh my God.
At the end, their numbers, their percentages, and their win totals are pretty similar for the amount of games that they played since the trade happened. Listen, Detroit's happy with their guy. Rams are happy with their guy. Won a Super Bowl with them. It looks like Jared Goff and the Lions are, on their way possibly to winning a Super Bowl, at least contesting again another year, second year in a row.
They're married to each other for a while.
This being what? This is their fourth year together, right, with Dan Campbell as the head coach going into this is the start of their fourth year.
Even I was like, gee, would you give $212 million to Jared Goff? But you know what Jared Goff is? One of very few quarterbacks who've led a team to a Super Bowl.
It's true.
For as much as,
he gets
know
no
that.
No respect.
I know we look at him and it's like, Jared Goff, but look around the league right now and how many starting quarterbacks, forget about win one, how many starting quarterbacks have led their team to one? I mean, technically with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers led a team to a Super Bowl, but not the one he's on, so there's that deal. And they're apparently trying to fire the offensive coordinator right out from underneath Aaron Rodgers.
How about that? Okay, so do you have the story in front of you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead and read it then.
Well, give me a second.
Oh,
here.
Okay. I thought you had it right in front, open up right in front.
No, but
this is the Jets being the Jets. When Aaron Rodgers became a Jet, I was just, playing with the whole idea, is it safe? Is it still safe to kind of mock the Jets?
So Connor Hughes of SNY. And, of course, aggregated by Mike Florio.
Yeah.
I schooled Jones on Florio last week. I'm like, find me newsy breaks. I'll wait.
He just uses somebody else's news. And
we're a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Connor Hughes of SNY reports the team made legitimate attempts to hire someone who would, quote, run the show, end quote, on offense over offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. That person would not have taken the coordinator title away from Hackett, but would have essentially replaced him. No hire was made. That leaves Hackett to run the offense with a ton of questions. And there's Aaron Rodgers there coming back on an Achilles. And you know who I blame for this?
Robert Saleh, your
dopey
buddy.
Dopey Robert Saleh.
I agree with you.
I mean, you either.
How do you mess this up? If you want to. So they attempt a coup.
Send him to the Jets.
They try to get rid of him because they don't believe in him. They don't like him. It's not going to work. But he's Aaron Rodgers' guy.
Mm-hmm.
He gets wind of it. It doesn't work. How does it – if you are going to make a move like that, don't you have to see it through? Like, if you're going – you're completely upsetting all the people who are in the building. Everybody – he thinks he's getting fired. He thinks he's being moved. Either he says no – or they just realize that they can't get the guy they want to replace him, and then he finds out about it, and he's like, well, you were going to fire me, Robert? I mean, I am Aaron Rodgers' guy. How does that even work?
So they want to tempt fate by trying to push out Rodgers' guy when if Aaron Rodgers woke up today and said, you know what? I'm a 40-year-old man. The Achilles, it hurts. I'm done. Aaron Rodgers could pull the plug on the Jets in a heartbeat, and they would be left standing there like a bunch of idiots. So you want to kind of poke the bear of that guy who could unplug on you at any time by taking away his hand-picked boob, by the way, Nathaniel Hackett, Rube, boob, you name it. You know what? You know what might save Gerard Mayo at the end of the year? We'll say, well, at least he ain't Nathaniel Hackett.
Man, you're bringing this up way too late. Way too late because we have lighter side next. But we may have to bring this back because I know that you would love to make a comparison to Nathaniel Hackett and Gerard Mayo.
No, I won't. But here's what I'll say. You run the risk. you run the risk of having Mayo be as much a disaster as Nathaniel Hackett. You look at the lack of experience for each guy. You look at the reasons that both guys were chosen. One was for because of the owner. The other was to try to marry him to the quarterback that they ultimately didn't get. And he ended up there in the Jets anyway. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but do we not have to be on watch because of some of the, hell, not even career path similarities, just the whole lack of experience and understanding how to handle the whole operation? Now, I don't think come game day, Jerod Mayo will fall apart the way Nathaniel Hackett did and he couldn't recover. I think Mayo will be able to recover from some of those. But if we're sitting here willingly being like, he going to do some dumb stuff, but we're just going to be like, but he'll never be that dopey Nathaniel Hackett. There's a chance, is there not?
Well, there's a chance that he could fail just as quickly when Nathaniel Hackett was a head coach. Yeah, he could be just as
14
unsuccessful.
14 games and you go, this ain't going well.
I don't know why I feel like
RKK that will never do that. They go 0-17 and Mayo's not getting fired.
I agree with you. The process is going to be difficult. The process is going to take long.
Yeah.
We have to really scrape this thing to the bones, and then we're going to – now we're rebuilding, right? And you'll look back on this 3 years from now and go, wow, wasn't it worth it? That's – I'm right. I agree with you. I don't think there's any chance in hell they can win zero games, and he'll still be there picking first in the draft.
Agreed, which is wild when you think about
it. Yeah, but it also depends. And I would say no matter what it looks like, does it look like he's completely outmatched and just not ready for the opportunity? Is he saying all the wrong things? Is he just embarrassing the franchise? Still, benefit of the doubt.
Agreed.
And they need to.
Because RKK, it wants it that way. Absolutely. 100%. He could be worse than Nathaniel Hackett and not get fired because of the googly eyes from Thunder. Thunder ain't bringing that lightning on Jerod Mayo first year. It can be awful.
He ain't bringing that lightning.
However, if they do have the first overall pick next year, I mean, you ain't trading that bad boy. You ain't ever trading a pick. Number one overall, you kidding me? They were trying to get a bumper crop for three. What would they get for one?
Were they really, though?
Well, that's true. Depends on
we're open for business.
It depends on who was talking.
Yeah, true.
Lighter side of sports, porn or baseball? Yep, you heard me right. And a commencement disaster that you must hear. You think you're bad at names. If you think you're bad at remembering names, wait until you hear what happened at Thomas Jefferson University next.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for The Lighter Side of Sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, with the two twinkle toes themselves, Gresh and Fourier.
Time for some lighter side of sports, sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You need to do a 180 with your weight. Do what I did. Do what Rob Bradford did. Do what Andy Hart did. Do what Shime did. Do what thousands of others have done. Go to awaken180weightloss.com. In fact, we got our listener in New York who is out there on Awaken through the, at-home plan. All right, quickly before we get to this commencement speech disaster, what you're about to hear happened in a real Major League Baseball game. And I ask you, Fourier, were they talking about baseball or was the announcer weaving in a bunch of names that you would hear in the tastefully done porno industry?
But Brad Hand is no longer here. Pierce Johnson's on the IL, so it's a solo mission for Master Boney tonight. Which is kind of fitting, I suppose. And he takes a strike at the knees.
I mean,
that was great. Good for you.
That is.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's not the first time he's done that either with those exact names.
Really?
Yeah, he did it last year too, I think. But it was like way more innuendo-y.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's like,
but that is the correct pronunciation of the name.
Oh,
though,
yeah.
Right?
No, no. Okay. He was. It's kind of like Grady Dick, who's now running around trying to find all the things to match up for jersey swaps.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is hilarious to me.
That's funny.
All right.
So the Braves will go from Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni.
There you go.
That's from last season.
Johnson to Hand.
My wife sent me this like this Karen Reed clip for one of the people involved in it. It was on the stand, and geez, I can't even say it, to be honest with you. It was a total slip of the tongue. It was like totally inappropriate, and yeah, I can't even say it.
Forget okay.
It. Yeah, no.
So we now
I have to describe it to you.
So we now go to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And Thomas Jefferson University, okay? I want you to imagine, you just went to a graduation, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Imagine you're standing on stage, you're waiting to receive your diplomas, only to hear a jumbled mess of your name during a milestone moment in your life and in your educational career, right?
And my parents are there too, and they spent a lot of money, and they just want to hear my name called.
I do believe this is from the College of Nursing graduates at Thomas Jefferson University commencement ceremony last week, okay? So, folks, here's what I did. I wrote down five names, okay? I'm going to have Christian Fourier say these names.
Oh, great.
Okay?
All right.
And then we're going to play what the lady who had phonetic breakdowns and phonetic pronunciation of the names presented in announcing these graduates, okay? So, again, you're on stage.
Can I get
you're
the graduation
waiting.
Music?
Now, here we go.
All right, so, you want me to
say. So, just read those five names for me, please.
Oh, my God. Your writing is
impeccable.
I mean, it's a little challenging because I can't read. All right, so.
What, I didn't go in 50 font?
Well, it's just, you scribbled it pretty quickly. Are we doing like the graduation music? Okay, no, I'm just going to do
it. Would you let me get there?
Read it. Pull it out of your ass.
Why are you waiting so long?
Get it, Nick.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
Okay, all right, ready? All right, so.
Give me the names.
Marissa Lynn Brabazon Carr.
There you go, close enough.
Okay. Sarah Virginia Brennan.
Okay.
This one's easy because my nephew has this name. Tristan Swigert Boyer.
Perfect.
Victoria Elizabeth Bruce.
Better than the lady did.
Okay. Francesca Taylor Brown.
Okay.
Wow, I feel pretty good about it. I thought it was going to be a lot harder.
No, you did great.
You were scaring me for a second.
Well, you did better than this.
Michilu Iabri. Jaseku Lynn Boer. Alisuna Cole Bishop. Victoria Lee Zubith Ross. Marlena Zubith Kamp.
Oh my God.
Allison Care Camp Bull.
Campbell.
Thomas.
Did you hear the crowd in the background? Yay, Thomas! It's
Tom
okay.
May.
Wait.
Thomas.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
Do the Campbell one was pretty good.
The Campbell or
Campbell?
Campbell. Oh yeah.
Allison Care Camp Bull.
All right, so this is nursing.
This was
Alisuna Cole Bishop.
What do we think Alisuna is?
Allison.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
Oh, that's a better game. I gotta figure out what name is
real. Well, that
real.
Is true. What name is real?
Alisona? Yeah.
Victoria. Lee
Zubith
Frost.
Stupid Frost?
Zubith Frost.
Can't I saw the Victoria. The I heard that one. Give me one more, Nick. Sorry, please.
Michilu.
Wait, stop. Michilu. Michilu. Michael. Michelle. Whoa. Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle. Yes.
So this lady.
Michilu Iabri.
Michelle Aubrey.
Dark and stormy nights.
This is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Dark and stormy in the Twitch chat. TJ Juxon, Key and Peele.
Jaceku Lynn Bower.
All right, let me try this one. Give me that one more time.
I love it. Dad O'Dank in the Twitch chat. This is embarrassing. For what you pay at college, and this is the best you can get.
Jaceku Lynn Bower.
What do you think Jaceku is? Jason?
Jackson. Oh, Jackson. Wait. No, what is it?
Jessica Lynn Bower.
Oh, my God. Jessica. Jaceku.
Jaceku.
So listen to this.
Wait, how do you? I can't get enough of this.
The
Jaceku?
Oh, the university had to put out a statement. It was so bad.
Mold May. Thomas.
Oh my God. Who is in charge of saying the names?
I think it was someone who, I don't know if they were the head of like nursing, but it might, I don't know if it was like the dean or anything like that, but apparently what they blamed it on was the lady had it written down phonetically and wouldn't look at the name to be able to try to match it up or whatever. So she's trying to just say these names phonetically broken down. Here's the statement from the school, dude.
I can't even. This is.
How great is this? Listen to this. We're deeply sorry for any disappointment this may have caused. The school, we say the presenter didn't look at names from the book in front of her, instead choosing to focus on the cards given to her. The mispronunciations occurred due to the way phonetic spellings were presented on the speaker's card.
That is Disquarius Green Jr.
Yeah, that's that Key and Peele skit that is like an all-time
it
classic.
Is.
Hey, Ron.
Thomas.
Which one is your favorite?
You can hear the, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think the which Thomas one. Your, one because
which
that
one is your favorite?
Well, Thomas is the one because that's the one where the crowd was finally like, imagine now listen, you would be laughing hysterically, okay? So I get that. You wouldn't be, but if they screwed up Caleb's name, you would just be laughing.
They do, Caleb is what they do. Caleb, Dorito, whatever.
There you go, Dorito, Farina.
That's our kid.
Perfect. You laugh at that kind of stuff or whatever, maybe because you're used to it. I love that. That was like Courtney being like, oh, I don't want Thomas to feel bad.
Oh, my God, he feels bad.
Oh, Thomas.
Jessica.
Yay. You guys did great.
And the thing about the nurse.
Jack Marius Tactheratrix.
The thing about nursing. So the School of Nursing is at the Colorado, like, you know, they have, I don't know how many colleges they had there, but the nursing, when they announced them, had the smallest amount of students in any college. It was like 20 people.
So
they
popped it up on
go back to Twitch.
It was up on Twitch there. There we go. Yeah, it was.
What was that, the apology?
Yeah. That was
the explanation.
Here we go. We recognize that commencement is not only a milestone for our students, but a deeply important day for their families and loved ones who have supported them throughout their educational journey. We're deeply sorry for any disappointment this may have caused. And then they did the thing on the mispronunciation. This unfortunate error does not reflect the immense respect we have for the graduates of the nursing program.
This is easily my favorite.
This is
sound of all time. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that she
Jasper Probenkruck the third.
But that's not see the thing with that one is that he was pronouncing them correctly. The Key and Peele skit. He was pronouncing them correctly.
This
the
woman was
nutty.
All over the place.
Yeah, this person was like Michael. Bishop. Christ Ian.
Alisuna Cole Bishop.
Allison Bishop.
Alisuna.
Jaceku,
I bet they regret telling
Lynn
people not to clap.
Bower.
You're right.
I know.
They were hoping that people clapped.
Ultra applause to the end. It's okay to clap. It's okay.
No, you know what it is.
Lynn Bower.
Billy, everybody clapped to be able to say what they wanted to say. You know what I mean? They like clapped her aloud to be like, can you believe this?
That's too funny.
Oh, there you go. That's my favorite.
Thomas is.
Go Thomas!
It's
yay!
Like if you're gonna try, like, if you spell Thomas Thomas,
yeah.
Right? Okay, listen. Just Tom and then put dash ASS.
Do you think if we got the phonetic breakdowns of the names,
you get a picture of it?
No, and we gave them to Wiggy, would he do worse than what this lady did?
That's actually a great challenge. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.